This is Show Me Today, the voice of Missouri. I'm Bill Pollack. The Chiefs are taking on the Bengals Sunday, the AFC Championship game, and we're all wondering about Patrick Mahomes and his high ankle sprain.
It's doing good. You know, I've had a few days of treatment, a few days of rehab. Excited to get on the practice field and kind of test it out and see where I'm at, but it's feeling good so far.
I mean, we saw him earlier in the week. He was walking, looked like he was walking fine, did some light jogging, but, you know, we don't know what he's doing on the practice field and how it's responding.
So you don't want to re-aggravate it or do something that you were in the position this last game and it was hurting, but that stuff that you do the rehab and then you do the treatment for is to prepare yourself to go out and practice and go out and play. And all you can do is keep pushing and pushing it.
All right, well, our fingers are crossed to talk about the big game. We've got Todd Lebo from Sports Radio 810 WHB. He joins us now. Todd, great to have you on. What do you make of this? I mean, how effective can Patrick Mahomes be?
I don't know. I know this. Patrick is getting the best possible treatment that you can. He's working as hard as anyone will work to do whatever he can do to be as healthy as he possibly can at 5:30 on Sunday afternoon. He's got the great desire to play in this game. There's no doubt in my mind, unless there's some sort of setback during the week, that he will play in the game. Is he 80% of what he could be? 75% of what he could be? It's all connected, but he is their best chance to win. Now, if you get out there and, you know, he doesn't play well for a couple of series, then you have to make a hard choice, because taking him out of the game would be a major thing, because this is the MVP candidate, a guy who's already won a Super Bowl and MVP and all that. But he's gutsy, man. I'll tell you, a lot of guys wouldn't have fought to get back in the game like he did last week against the Jags.
Yeah, and he fought. He didn't even want to go and get it checked during the second quarter. He says, let's just do it at halftime. Yeah.
Well, Andy told him, there's only one person who could tell him that he wasn't going back in the game, and that was Andy, because their trainer, Rick Burkhalter, was telling him, we got to go get an x-ray. And he's like, no. So then someone had to go tell Andy, you go back and tell him. He's, well, I'm not putting you back in the game until you get the x-ray. Then he's like, all right, fine. Yeah. Threw his coat down. Yeah. Went and got it. You know, it was a wild, wild scene. But that shows you the competitiveness and how important these games are. Because winning a football game, you only get 17 a year, blah, 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 all that stuff. The playoff games are just exponentially more important. This is where your legacy is made. This is where, you know, all of that stuff, that if you want to be one of the greatest of all time, you do that by winning playoff games. You don't do it by not finishing playoff game. So he desperately wanted to play, and they finally got to it that you ain't playing unless you go get this x-ray, and the x-ray's got to be, you know, negative.
It was like a father-son moment out there, you know, dad telling me, oh, you're going to do this, and he, you know, slams the jacket down. All right, fine, yeah. Fine. Storms off.
Fine.
Yeah, it's pretty entertaining. Todd Lebo from Sports Radio 810 WHB, and you talked about, I mean, could the Chiefs do something? And look, Patrick's the guy, and if he's out there, whatever he's at, 75%, 50%, it's going to be better than Chad Henne. But Chad did such a great job coming in. Could you see a situation where they bring him in for a series or two to maybe throw a little changeup? Because that may have worked as a blessing in disguise, because Jacksonville, at least when he came out and drove him on that 98-yard drive, they looked out of sorts, and Henne had no trouble. I wonder if you could mix him into
it. Well, you know,
they
got a big help of a 40-yard run in that drive, too, that didn't hurt. I would say that's not an option. The only way Chad Henne is in this game is if the Chiefs are up by a bunch or Patrick Mahomes is hurt. I don't think that's really something they would do. But, you know, listen, it's playoff football. They might find any sort of advantage they could have to try something different. You know, Mahomes is their best chance to win the game. I thought, you know, Saturday, when the game where it was, especially after Henne had driven them down and they had a lead, I thought they could have won the game without Patrick Mahomes. I don't think that's the case against the Bengals. It's a different animal coming in here, and they won't already have a 3 or 10 point lead as it were it was after, you know, Henne scored the touchdown. You know, if you're starting dead even, it's a hard thing. And if you're starting dead even against the Bengals, who are as hot as anybody. I mean, this team is flying high right now. The only game the Chiefs have lost since October 16th was a game against the Bengals, right? And the Bengals haven't lost a game since Halloween. These are hot teams is what they are. And it's really exciting one for to have here in Kansas City, to have this rematch from last year.
You know, the AFC with the quarterback talent, it's going to be such a great game to watch. And I wish Patrick was 100% because it just would have made this even more exciting, if you can even top that. But what makes Joe Burrow such a good quarterback?
He's got great people around him, but he's just got a wonderful attitude. He's very cool. You don't see him get rattled. The very first game of the year, you recall, he threw four picks, I guess, against the Steelers. Other than that, I think he's thrown eight the rest of the year. Threw a couple against the Patriots a few weeks ago, and he had one in the game against the Ravens. But he's done a really nice job of limiting that. And he's got a lot of good weapons. You know, they ran the ball really well in the last game, you know, with Mixon and P. Ryan. It's a nice mix together, and they have really talented wide receivers. You know, the Chiefs are doing this without Tyreek Hill this year. They've managed to keep the system working with some guys. Man, T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase are, if you said to Andy Reid, would you choose either of those guys over any of your guys? I'm not talking about Travis Kelce. I'm talking about the receivers. You'd say yes, because they're really talented wide receivers. So he's got really talented wide receivers, but he's also got a great attitude and a great cool about him. And you'd say this all the time about him. He's just a winner. I mean, the guy's won a whole lot in his life, and they are really riding high right now. And they've managed to get themselves a chip on their shoulder, because I do think they kind of got messed around by the league by having to play that game in Buffalo. And then they were going to have to come to Kansas City, and, you know, all the neutral site talk about if the Chiefs and Bills. I think the Bengals got the shortest end of all of that. I really do think they did. But now they're going to be favored as of right now coming into this game. The point spread could change, because it's changed a lot already. So now maybe the shoe will be on the other foot, and the Chiefs can say they're disrespected.
Yeah, a lot of mind games. And well, the Bengals, they're the defending AFC champs. They've beaten the Chiefs three games in a row, all by 3 points. The one thing, just to get into the X's and O's here, is we talk with Todd Lebo from Sports Radio 810, previewing the Chiefs and Bengals for this Sunday. Their offensive line, they've kind of shifted some things around. They're banged up a little bit. Can the Chiefs' defensive front exploit that?
Well, you'd hope so, but I mean, you thought that was going to be a big problem last week, and it wasn't. They've just done a really nice job of adapting to whoever they have at the offensive line. The Chiefs, whoever was playing offensive line for the Bengals, have not gotten to Joe Burrow. In the first game they played last year, which was actually January of 2022, that they lost by 3 points in Cincinnati, the Chiefs had like 5 sacks in that game. But the playoff game last year, they didn't have any. And then the game this year in Cincinnati in December, they got one, and it was kind of an accidental sack that Burrow, it was right before the 2-minute warning. He just kind of slid down himself. So they have not gotten to him regardless. So they've done a really nice job of figuring out a way to protect Burrow. And he's not super fast, but he moves well in the pocket, and he gets rid of the ball quickly. But you're right. I mean, I think that's the game. Show me the day.
You've been following this Potato Girl story?
Which one's that? I haven't seen that one.
Oh, all right. This was, I just saw this morning. There was a Chiefs fan. Her name is Nikki Conrad, and she was eating, I can't even say this without laughing. She was eating a baked potato, and it looked like nothing on it, skin and all. And a Jags fan posted a picture of her on his Twitter feed and said, "Now, how gross is this?" Well, she was taking a selfie of herself eating the potato, and she noticed this guy was grabbing a pic off her phone, tagged him in Twitter, and said, "Well, you know, how does it feel that, you know, have your team get their butts whooped?" And it's blown up on social media, and now the Chiefs and Hy-Vee are doing some potato tailgating thing Sunday afternoon. And then I stalked Nikki on her Facebook page, and she said, "Hey, look," because I thought, "Hey, it'd be great to get her on the show." Well, everybody under the sun that works in the media trying to get her. And she said, "Look, I'm not trying to be rude." She goes, I've got a full-time job, and that's priority. She goes, "I'm just really busy." She said, "I'm not being rude." So she's not even doing interviews or anything, but she's going to be out there with some potato display.
I do remember seeing that Sunday. Someone sent it to me, like someone who was in the upper deck, and I'm looking at the picture now, was having a potato. It's a weird snack. In the game.
But I think for hand warmers, though, I've heard like you can use potatoes as hand warmers. But
I remember going to a football game in Chicago, the old Soldier Field, And there was this was 1999, and it was a rainy, dingy Chicago day. And we were sitting up in, there were not upper decks in, it was just a one kind of size stadium. Yep. It was not a bowl. It was one level because it was kind of rectangle. We're in the very like second to top row in the end zone. And I look over and this guy has it was a carton of cigarettes. Okay. But inside the carton of cigarettes were raw hot dogs. He had brought them in for some reason in a carton of cigarettes, and he was just eating raw hot dogs. I'm like, all right, well, we're at a Bears game.
Yeah,
okay?
We're
seeing this. And so you get the hot dog guy and the potato girl. I guess you got a meal.
Yeah, you got something going on. There's some starch and protein. Oh, wow. All right, well, yeah, I mean, there's always those little side stories. So, hey, Todd Lebo from Sports Radio 810 WHB. Thanks so much getting us caught up here on the Chiefs game. Looking forward to it.
All right, anytime. And if they're going to the Super Bowl, just talk to me. We'll talk again.
Yeah, absolutely. This is Show Me Today, the voice of Missouri.